With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House passes a test vote to begin debating President Trump's tax and spending bill. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
The House of Representatives has voted to advance President Donald Trump's $3.3 trillion big, beautiful bill to its final phase in Congress, overcoming fears of a potential Republican mutiny. It's a significant victory for House Speaker Mike Johnson, though the fight is not over yet. Lawmakers voted to proceed with debate on the mammoth-sized Trump agenda bill in the early hours of Thursday, a mechanism known as a rule vote, teeing up a final House-wide vote sometime later Thursday morning. The House adopted the rule for debate on the measure in a dramatic 219-213 vote. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Again, the House of Representatives votes to advance the president's $3.3 trillion bill to its final phase. Conservative lawmakers were threatening to derail the rule vote over changes the Senate made to the legislation, which fiscal hawks argued would add billions of dollars to the federal deficit. The Senate passed its version of the bill late Tuesday morning. Several former top aides, former President Biden, agreed to interview with the House Oversight Committee as part of its probe into Biden's mental acuity while in office. At least two people are injured and seven unaccounted for after a warehouse full of fireworks exploded in Northern California. It happened early Tuesday evening, about 40 miles north of Sacramento. The battle over transgenderism comes to India.
The highest court in the state of Andhra Pradesh has ruled that men who are living as women are women when it comes to the application of the law. India is divided into 36 states, and Andhra Pradesh is the seventh largest. Homosexual activity is generally frowned upon in India, and gay marriage is not legal. But the country has a large LGBT activist community, and they hope to capitalize on this court decision to spread transgenderism nationwide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
This is SRN News. Royal Train will soon leave the station for the last time.
King Charles III has accepted it's time to decommission the train, whose history dates back to Queen Victoria, because it costs too much to operate and would have needed a significant upgrade for more advanced rail systems. The train, actually a suite of nine rail cars that can be hitched to commercial locomotives, will be decommissioned sometime before the current maintenance contract expires in 2027. That will bring to an end a tradition that dates back to 1869, when Queen Victoria commissioned a pair of special coaches to accommodate her travels around the country. Charles Tillidesma, London.
A man suspected of gathering information on Jewish locations and individuals in Berlin for Iranian intelligence, possibly with a view to carrying out attacks, has been arrested in Denmark. This is SRN News. Del Monte Foods files for bankruptcy protection.
The 139-year-old California company is best known for its canned fruits and vegetables, which have seen sales slide as U.S. consumers seek out healthier and cheaper options. The bankruptcy filing is part of a planned sale of the company's assets. It has secured $912.5 million in debtor-in-possession financing that will allow it to operate normally during the sales process. Del Monte is owned by Singapore-based Del Monte Pacific. John Scott reporting.
Microsoft is laying off thousands of workers, its second mass layoff in months, and its largest in more than 2 years. The tech giant began sending out layoff notices on Wednesday that hit the company's Xbox video game business and other divisions. The FAA is investigating after a wing flap broke off a Delta flight on its way to Raleigh, North Carolina. More details at srnnews.com.